Eternal Christendom is a big vision, and big visions take time, energy, and a smart strategy to accomplish, especially when you're a nonprofit. Our mission is to cultivate saints, sages, and statesmen through the great tradition of Christendom by transforming the classics into visual, engaging, and beautiful media to reach the most distracted, digital, and culturally orphaned generation in history. Our goal is to help people become, remain, and deepen their lives as Catholics, hidden with Christ and God. That's the words of Colossians 3:3. As we lay out on our website in more detail, eternalchristendom.com, we will achieve this by building five masterpieces. Number one, Eternal Christendom Podcast, what you're listening to. Number two, Eternal Christendom Audio. This is audio of the works of the Church Fathers, saints, many others. Number three, Eternal Christendom Classics, the most beautiful explanatory books featuring the works of the great tradition ever made. Number four, Eternal Christendom Bible, what we hope will be the best apologetics Bible ever written. And finally, number five, Eternal Christendom Digital Cathedral, an online platform that will fully integrate the endless resources of the digital world, including great content from other Catholic apostolates, with Eternal Christendom's physical books. All of this will be undergirded by Becoming Catholic, our constantly growing treasury of written resources, which are now well over 1 million words, with much more on the way. You can find it at the top of our homepage at eternalchristendom.com. But achieving this will take a great deal of time, energy, and resources. After all, Rome wasn't built in a day. That's why we have a strategy to accomplish this with your help. That strategy consists of three phases: chapel, church, and cathedral. In the chapel phase, the one we're in now, we've begun building Becoming Catholic and Masterpiece Number One, our podcast. In the church phase, we'll build Masterpieces Number Two through Three, audio and classics, and begin Number Four, the Eternal Christendom Bible. In the cathedral phase, we'll keep adding to Masterpieces One through Three, finish Number Four, and build Masterpiece Number Five, the Digital Cathedral. But to achieve any of this, we first need to lay a foundation by completing our chapel, as it were. And here's what that looks like. As of summer 2025, about 20% of our expenses are covered by monthly patrons, and the rest by larger gifts. Those expenses pay for things like two full-time employees, myself and my sister, Nancy Charles, our director of operations, our part-time podcast producer and IT whiz, John Eggers, various contractors that help us with graphics, podcast filming, web design, and maintenance, our legal and accounting costs so that we are always on solid ground as a nonprofit, various hardware, software, and services we use to produce and distribute our content, and numerous other things. But to make Eternal Christendom sustainable, our goal is to have all our current expenses covered by smaller monthly patrons. That way, it's affordable for most individual patrons, our overhead costs will be covered, and we can continue sharing our written and podcast content with the whole world for free and indefinitely. Once that's done, we can then approach larger patrons to help us fund the next set of masterpieces in the church and cathedral phases. So here's my ask. Please help us finish this chapel. That means getting all of our costs covered by 100% of monthly patrons. Fortunately, this is very doable. If around 2,000 more Catholics supported Eternal Christendom for just $10 a month, virtually all our current costs would be covered. That's less than most people spend on things like Netflix, Starbucks, and other temporal delights, except this is to help bring souls into Christ Church. Imagine, $10 a month. That's like a coffee and a bagel. That's it. And if you can give more than $10 a month, even better. We know things are expensive these days. That's why we want to build this chapel of sorts with lots of smaller monthly patrons, so it's affordable for everybody, and anyone with access to the internet around the world can continue to benefit from our great content. Eternal Christendom is a nonprofit organization, so every donation is tax deductible. You can do this by going to our website, eternalchristendom.com, and clicking Become a Patron on the top right. You can give in six ways: online, by mail, through donor advised funds, IRA gifts, stocks, and plan giving, which means including Eternal Christendom in your estate plan. The easiest way for most patrons is online. But if you are open to giving Eternal Christendom a larger gift through these other methods, please feel free to contact us via our website. The link is provided on that page. We have received so many messages about people converting to Christ and His church as a result of our work. Oftentimes, whole families are coming in. Our content and resources are already being used by parishes, seminaries, priests, laity, and other great apostolates. Our mission has been endorsed by great Catholics like Dr. Scott Hahn, Patrick Madrid, Michael Knowles, and many others. God doesn't need us to do this, but He has graciously decided to use us, and with your help, we will continue to serve. We are trying to do something fundamentally different than many of the rage and clickbaiters online. We are trying to build something that is true, good, and beautiful, something that endures, something that is truly substantive, something that will help people regain the heritage, the fullness of truth found in the sources of the great tradition of Christendom that was either stolen from them or simply never given to them, and do it in a way that they, as 21st century people, can receive. Help us in our mission to provide not slop, not garbage, not temporary dopamine hits, but true and lasting substance, content that can help feed and satisfy souls over a lifetime by pointing them to their author and his family, the Catholic Church. This is our spiritual act of mercy for the poor in mind and spirit of our time.